Isaiah chapter 6 and verse number 1, the Bible said, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. One cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Brother Ralph, there's another one of those us's, isn't it? Amen? We talked to Mr. White about over there. Amen? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make the ears heavy. Shut their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, Until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. And the Lord hath removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and shall be eaten as a teal tree and as an oak, whose substance is in them, when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. If correctly read, that's the entire chapter, 13 verses in Isaiah chapter number 6. Looking for revival. I want you to see, first of all, in this text that I have read in your hearing tonight, I look at what I call a downward look. Here's a man that was very much in favor of the king, Uzziah. And I believe that when Uzziah died, the Word of God said he saw also the Lord, but I believe he had a downward look. In other words, there are things that really just cause us to hang our head. Amen? And when we do, I believe we're a good candidate for revival. Amen? Because God is seeing that there needs to be a stirring, and there needs to be a lifting up of the heart, a lifting up of the head. And the Word of God said, in the year that King Uzziah died. I don't know about you, but when I think about our country, I have a downward look. When I think about Sister Danita, as I read through all of those, the things that will be taking place with our youth here, and what they're facing as they go back to school, I mean, I have a downward look. Amen? There's nothing, as you look at this world, really much to encourage us. Amen? But I tell you, if we're looking for revival, we're going to have to look somewhere besides down. Amen? And I believe with all of my heart, that's what happened in the heart of Isaiah. Isaiah, the king, had died, but he said in that year that King Uzziah died, and I didn't realize this until just a few minutes ago, that actually Uzziah, we were talking about him Sunday night. Amen? And here we are. He's died now. And Isaiah said, I saw something else. In other words, if we're going to look for revival, we're going to look and we're going to see a bunch of people here in this church and everywhere else, amen, that kind of got their chin down a little bit. I'll be honest with you. There are people in our church hurting. Say amen. I mean, everything's not going real well.
But listen, revival doesn't come just because we just keep looking the way we've always been looking. The Bible said here, not only is there a downward look, but now there's an upward look. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also. I saw something besides what was going on around me. I saw what was going on above me. Amen. And I tell you, what goes on around us changes, but what's going on above us, glory to God, they're still standing there tonight crying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Amen. He's still on the throne. The Bible said here, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, and high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. I want you to notice in the upward look, first of all, His position is still the same. He's still on the throne. I like that, don't you? I learned a little chorus years ago, and sometimes I sing it, and sometimes I get the downward look, and my wife sings it to me. And the little chorus is this, everything's all right in my Father's house. In my Father's house. In my Father's house. Everything's all right in my Father's house. Where there's joy, joy, joy. Things change at your house, change at this house, but thank God the Father's house. Things never change. Amen? And so Uzziah, he got an upward look, and he saw the position. He saw that God was still on His throne. I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen, I'm not going to put this off on you all. I'm going to use the word we. We act like He's done fell off His throne sometimes. Amen? We act like He's no longer in control. But He's still in control. He still knows what He's doing. Amen? And He's still right on time. So if we're looking for revival, Brother Fred, we got to pick our chin up, don't we, brother? And get that upward look. Amen? And look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I believe that tonight. Isaiah's getting that. The Bible said here, not only is he looking up, he sees that the Lord's position, he sees His position, and I'll tell you, that's not changed. But the Bible said here, look at verse 2, it stood above the seraphims, above it stood the seraphims, that's the throne. Each one had six wings. And the Bible talked about with twain they covered their face, with twain they covered their feet, with twain he did fly. One cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy. You know what I see here? I not only see a position that's not changed, but thank God Almighty, I see a perfection that's never changed. Amen. I tell you, He's holy. Amen. And holiness is a Bible doctrine. Amen. The Bible still said, listen, He's holy. He's perfect. But the Word of God brings that down here to us. It says, be ye holy, even as I also am holy. For He is holy. I tell you tonight, we know that in our flesh dwelleth no good thing. But thank God there's a seed in there. The Holy Ghost planted it. Amen. There's a new man. And that new man is created in the image of God. Amen. And there ought to be some of that new man coming out of this old man. Amen. So that people could see the change that He's made in our lives. His perfection. Verse number 2 and verse number 3. I still believe it's perfect blood. Don't you? I still believe it's incorruptible. I believe it's of a lamb without spot and without blemish. Amen. I believe He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. I believe with all of my heart that we serve a God tonight that's thrice holy. Amen. Holy, holy, holy. I tell you, you ought to just practice saying that, because I believe we're going to join the angels right there. Say amen. Crying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. By the way, the Lord just put this in my heart. Turn over to Revelation with me for just a minute. Revelation, I think it's chapter number 4 and 5 that I'm wanting to look here for just a minute. Watch this. The Bible said here, it's upward look, looking for revival. There is a downward look, but it needs to be turned. It needs to be turned upward. The Bible said here in verse number 8 of chapter number 5, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou hast slain, thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. I beheld and heard the voice of many angels behind the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. You know what I believe right there? I believe God's just telling us enough numbers to say, hey, y'all wouldn't believe it if I told you, amen. There's going to be all kinds of people. The Bible said, what are they doing? They're saying in a real quiet church mouse voice. That ain't what it said. It said, they're saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory, and every creature which is in heaven, on earth, under the earth, and such as in the sea, and all them that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that lived forever and ever. Thank God for the throne of God. Thank God for his position. Thank God for his perfection. Now listen right here, if we're looking for revival, how many knows there can't be a revival without power? I'll show you something right here. The Word of God said right here, look here with me, please, in verse number 4. The Word of God said, not only is there a position that we need to look up to, and a perfection that we need to look up to, but there's a power that we need to look up for. The Bible said in verse number 4, and the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. You know what I'd like God to do? Shake this place. Shake Bloomingdale. Shake Kingsport. Amen. I believe if we're looking for God and looking for revival, yeah, we'll look down at times, but God said, look up, church. I believe our redemption is drawing nigh. Amen. Going to be some power when you start looking to Him. Going to be some power. I thank the Lord tonight. You know, you say, I say this, God deliver us from just going through the motions one more time. Help us, Jesus. Amen. Help us to be praying. Help us, Lord, to be looking to you. Help us to be inviting. Help us to be letting the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. I tell you, help us with the burden. The Bible said here, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord high and lifted up. I tell you, I want to see the Lord, don't you? High and lifted up. Let me give you this tonight. These first two looks, they're not too bad, but it gets a little bit tougher right here. Gets tougher on the flesh. I mean, I'd like to see a real, genuine, Holy Ghost revival. I mean, I'd like to see one of them. Well, we're not going to see one of them if we keep looking down. How many knows we're going to have to look up? But here's another look. This one here don't come easy. An inward look. That don't come easy. That don't come easy for the pastor, and it don't come easy for the folks sitting in the pew. But there'll never be a real heaven sent Holy Ghost revival until we're willing not only to look up, but to look in. He said, preacher, I don't know where you got that in the text. How about this? He said, I'm undone. You know what? You know where revival is going to come? How many believes Isaiah had revival right here in this chapter? Let me tell you what the first 5 chapters were all about. He was saying, woe unto them. Woe unto them. Woe unto them. Kind of like a preacher preaching. It's popular preaching. Everything that's wrong with America. Amen. Everybody's amen in that, and we should. Amen. There's some things wrong. But I tell you, Isaiah in 5 chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4. He said they're calling evil good and they're calling good evil. Woe unto them that get up early to the stinking strong drink and the wine. Amen. But listen, when he looked at Jesus and he saw him sitting on the throne, he was no longer talking about them. He looked in that mirror and said, woe unto him. He said, I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. I'm going to tell you something right now. I believe if we're here, if we're thinking that we've arrived, we'll never have revival. But if we'll be willing to look inside, if we'll be willing to say, search me, O God, and try me, and see if there be any wicked way in me. My friend, sometimes that's not what we do. Sometimes we're not wicked because of what we do. Sometimes we're wicked because of what we fail to do. Amen? To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's sin. Amen? I believe that preaching is to the church, not to sinners. Isaiah's a child of God when he writes that. Amen? He's a prophet of the Most High God. When he said, I'm going to look inside. Let me tell you where we're at. We have any machinists in the building? Anybody ever done any machinist work? If you have, slip your hand up. Nobody? Amen. Anybody know anything about machine work? Anybody know about what a micrometer is? They call them mics for short. Anybody know what that is? Or dial calipers? You know what that is? Okay. You know, here's where we're at in this generation. It's not only this generation, in every generation. It's hard to look in. You know what we want to do? We want to look around. And the Bible said they, comparing themselves with themselves, were not wise. In other words, I'm not going to have revival as long as I say, well, I tell you, compared to old Brother Fred, I'm doing all right. Amen? He said, preacher, where's revival going to come from? I'll tell you where it's going to come from. You get in his presence and say, well, I ain't doing as good as I thought I was. Amen. Amen. I need to move up a little bit. Amen. I need to do more. I need to pray more. I need to study more. I need to tell others more. Amen. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness. See, more of the one who died for me. Well, in a machine shop, Brother Fred, they have a room called the inspection room. And in that room, Brother Rossi, the temperature is always right at 70. And the humidity is always right. It's highly controlled. Because when you start measuring the thickness of a piece of metal in tenths and hundredths of a thousandth, it has to be measured at that temperature, because you could put that thing in the freezer and it'll shrink up as much as a thousandth or two. You lay it out in the sun, it'll grow. So there has to be a standard. There has to be a place where the measurement is taken. And then let me give you this, not only a place, but there has to be an instrument. In other words, if Brother Fred has a set of mics that measure from 0 to 1, and Brother Rossi has a set that measures from 0 to 1, and Brother Wayne has a set that measures from 0 to 1, I can't go over to Brother Wayne and check my mics against his mic and see if my mic's right. It won't work. It never works. I can't get compare mine to Brother Rossi, or Brother Rossi compare his to Brother Fred. It won't work. All of us, 4 different sets of mics, would have to go into the same room, and they pull out a little thing called the standard. And you take your mic and you set it by the standard. Everybody's got the same standard. Amen. And if you drop the standard is no good anymore. Amen. Because it's hit the floor, it's damaged, and so you have to be replaced. Let me just stop and say this right here. There's a whole lot of churches drop the standard. That old King James Bible is still the standard. Amen. The throne room of God will still get the job done. Has to be a room. There is. The throne room. There has to be a standard. There is. The Savior. He's the one that's the standard denied. I can compare myself to old Brother David, stick my chest out a little bit. I'm doing pretty good compared to old Brother David. Brother David can stick his chest out and say, I'm doing pretty good compared to old Brother Ralph. Brother Derek says, I'm doing pretty good compared to old Brother Anthony. Well, we're not to compare ourselves with ourselves. Here's what God wants us to do. He wants to dare, by the way, between now and revival time, to get in His presence and compare ourselves with Him. I tell you, we find ourselves on our face saying, woe is me. Oh, God, help me to be a better Christian. Help me, Lord. We'll see revival. We'll see revival. When I get in that room, Brother Fred, if I go over there in that room, that throne room, here's what the Bible says, and there I remember that my brother has ought against me. Guess what I got to do? I got to leave the room and go be reconciled to my brother. Now I can come and offer my gift. How many believes I'm preaching it right? Say amen. I tell you why a lot of people will never experience revival, because there's things that they know is wrong and they're not willing to fix it. There's some things we can't fix. Say amen. But we ought to be willing to fix everything we can. Have a clean heart before God. I believe if we do, have a downward look, yes, an upward look, yes, but an inward look. Looking on the inside. I don't know about you, but if you can sit there at the night and say, I like everything I'm seeing. I ain't never got there yet. Say amen. I tell you, I don't like everything I'm seeing when I look at me. And I believe with all of my heart, I want God to give us revival. But that looking for revival means I'm willing to look up. But it means I'm willing to look in. I mean, believes that tonight. That's not easy. No wonder David, how many knows David messed up? But no wonder after that he messed up, you get over in Psalm 139. He said, search me, O God. Remember, David really is a good example of what I preached on Sunday night. He wasn't as strong as he thought he was. Amen? He said, I can handle that. Samson said, I can handle that. And that, they did not handle, that handled them. Sin will handle us. We won't handle sin. Sin will handle us. I believe with all of my heart tonight, Isaiah would say, listen, if you don't have revival, you can. But you can't without looking up. And you can't without looking in. I don't know about you. I'm being honest with you tonight. Y'all remember the song that I played, How Did I Get Here? Brother Long down there at Liberty Baptist Church years ago, he made a statement. Brother Rossi, he said this. He said, God knew what kind of Christian I was going to be, and He saved me anyway. And just as quick as he made that statement, I made this statement in my heart, and I made it with my mouth since. I said, God knew what kind of preacher I was going to be, and He called me anyway. God don't make any mistakes, amen. But I tell you what, right now, we're in trouble if we're just thinking the church can't make it without me. God, you can't make it without me. I tell you, God will make it fine. Amen. We just get to be a little part of the work of God. I'm thrilled about it. I'm thrilled to be a part of what God is doing. Amen. Tonight, church, I believe there needs to be that upward look. I believe there needs to be that inward look. You know, let me give you another example. How many carpenters have we got here now? Ain't got no machinists. We got any, at least a jackleg carpenter? We got any of them here tonight? Amen. I thought you was raising your hand, Sister Beth, but she was just putting her glasses up on her head. Amen. How many of y'all know what a running measurement is? Nobody knows what a running measurement is? You don't take a tape and go like that. That's not what it means. Amen. I was helping a man in Wise County. And he was setting his floor trusses. Here was his idea, and it sounds good. He said, preacher, we'll set that one on the end down there and get it squared up. And then I'll cut me two sticks. We'll cut them the same length. And he said, we'll just start button it up. That next one, we'll butt it up against that stick and nail it. Then we'll butt it up against that stick and nail it. We'll butt it up against that stick and nail it. We'll be done in no time. I said, Brother Martin, yeah, you'll be done. But I said, it'll take three times that much time making the plywood fit when you get done. What a running measurement is, you don't just compare one to the other. How many knows if that first one's off a 16th, then that next one's off an 8th, and that next one's off a quarter. How many knows what's going to be off when you get to the other end of the house? Amen. Now, here's what I said. You've got to take... Brother Rossi's with me now. Amen. I got him. Amen. You take that tape measure and you hook it down here. And you go down through there and you mark 2 foot, 4 foot, 6 foot, 8 foot, 10 foot, and you're with me all the way to the other end of the house. All right? And then you got to have the X on the same side of the line. Or unless you get smart like me, you got some people working with you that don't know their left from their right. Say amen. You put two lines on there and you tell them to set it between the two lines. He said, what's the difference? Well, it all comes back to the same point in a rutting measurement. Can I tell you as Christians? It all comes back to the same point. That's Jesus. It can't be one of us standing here, one of us standing here, one of us standing here, comparing ourselves one to another. We'll be so far off by the time we get to that wall over there. We got to all go back to the starting point. And that's Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you. I told a man today, I believe it was Brother Dennis. Brother Dennis, I think he said he went over to Holston Valley and he got lost. And I said, well, Brother Dennis, when you get back over here, I'm going to see if I can get you saved again. Amen. Then I told Brother Dennis this. I said, you know, if a man could be saved again, I'd like to be first in line. It was so good the first time. Say amen. I'd be ready to go. Amen. I can go again. Amen. Let me tell you something tonight. Isaiah said, look up. Isaiah said, look in. I believe we need that, don't you? If we're going to look for revival, we got to look for the Savior. Then we got to take a good look at old self. Amen. How many of you got a pretty hectic schedule between now and revival? And you'll be honest. Would you raise your hand? Come on. Kids are going back to school. You know it's right. Amen. There's grass to be mowed. One of these days, I'm going to vacuum my vehicles out again. Amen. When it gets so bad that I open the door and stuff just falls out, I'm going to vacuum them out again. Amen. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? We're all busy, aren't we? And I believe if we're going to have revival, we're going to have to slow down and look up. We're going to slow down and look in. Look up to the Savior. And look in itself. But let me give you this, and I'm done tonight. What time is it? Oh, we got plenty of time. We got 7.5 minutes. Look here tonight. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, and the Bible said he had that live coal from off the altar. We need something off the altar if we're going to have revival, don't we? He laid it upon my mouth and he said, this has touched thy lips. Thy iniquity is taken away and thy sin purged. And I heard the voice of the Lord. Wait a minute. Did he hear the voice of the Lord before he looked in or after he looked in? If we'd be honest tonight, listen to me carefully. Please listen to me. I'm not being critical. But it would shock you. I've been saved for 26 years. And it would shock you at the periods of time in my Christian life, Brother John, that I haven't heard the voice of the Lord. Before you get too critical on Pastor, it would shock us, say amen. If we look at some periods in our life and how long those periods were that we didn't hear the voice of the Lord. Am I right or am I wrong? You say, what happens when we have revival? I tell you what happens. We hear the voice of the Lord. We get to hear His voice. And we want to hear His voice. Because after our iniquity's been purged and our sin's been taken away, then there's a willingness. Isaiah said, God said, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Isaiah said, I can just see Him. I know it's not like this, but how many remembers your days in school? When you was willing and you wanted the job and you throw that hand up there like that right there. How many remembers that? Well, I don't believe Isaiah threw his hand up, but I believe he threw the flag up. He said, I surrender. Here I am, Lord. Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Wherever you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to be, I'll be. He said, preacher, I don't understand that look. He said, who will go for us? Whom shall I send? Isaiah said, here am I, Lord. Send me. If we're not careful, we'll be praying God send somebody else. Amen. Isaiah said, Lord, send me. Now there's an upward look, isn't that right? And there's an inward look, isn't that right? You say, what happens after that, preacher? There's an outward look. He looked up to the Savior. He looked in at self, and now he's looking out for souls. He said, here am I, Lord. Send me. If I can give somebody a gospel tract, Lord, you just show me where I need to be. Listen, it'll take you a little while to figure it out, but these things will go behind that thing on the elevator with the buttons. Years ago, I was with a man, and he said, preacher, why did you do that? I said, that's just in case somebody wants to go higher than the seventh floor. There's all kinds of ways to use the gospel. There's all kinds of ways to be kind to people and speak to them about their soul. There's not just one way. There's all kinds of ways. But I tell you, that's where revival comes. An upward look, an inward look, and then an outward look. How long has it been since this has crossed your mind? I wonder if he's saved. I wonder if she's saved. I wonder if they died today, Brother Larry. I wonder if they go to heaven or go to hell. We say, preacher, how do you quit wondering? I tell you how. You talk to them. Listen to them a few minutes. And you won't be wondering anymore. Amen? Let me ask you something. When's the last time another born-again believer talked to you about your soul? I can't remember the last time, Brother Wayne, when somebody shook my hand or something and said, sir, are you saved? I remember when a preacher got on an elevator years ago in Abingdon, Virginia, and Brother Fred, I was a young preacher, and I carried my Bible like that right there. I was going to visit somebody in the hospital, and an old preacher got on the elevator, had a big, deep voice. He said, son, you believe that? I looked at him, I said, I sure do. He just grinned, he said, that's good, son, glory to God, give me his card, amen. He was a pastor in another church. I didn't know if he was a professor or what he was. Amen? An agnostic or an atheist? I didn't know what he was. But at least he said, son, you believe that? Amen? He's checking me out, brother. Amen? We don't have anything to be ashamed of. We have Jesus. Amen? God wants us to look up. Look up at the Savior. Look in. Look at this old self. And look for sin. Look for it. How many believes we'll find it if we look for it? Come on now. And then look out for souls. Now I'm glad, Brother Fred, that these 26 years that I've been knowing the Lord and serving the Lord, and I'm glad I didn't have it like Isaiah did. God told Isaiah, he said, I'm going to send you and they're not going to listen. They're not going to hear. I'm glad, thank God, I'm glad that I've been around some people that would listen and some people that would hear. Some people that have heeded the gospel message and that have been saved, like that 23-year-old man Monday, brother. Thank God, Tuesday. Some of them won't listen, but some of them will. So are we going to be discouraged by the some that won't? Or are we going to shout glory for the some that will? Amen. Brother Larry, your son ain't the only one with that problem. But he's looking for help. Thank God he's looking for help. Some are not looking for help. And we're not going to get help until we get to looking for help. But I want to be there for those people that are looking for help. Amen. Isaiah, he said, here am I, Lord, send me. What did the Bible say? Revival's not even a month away. Now, ain't that hard to believe? Tomorrow's August the 1st, I believe. Unless it's July the 32nd. I started to say something, but I better leave that alone. I was going to talk about how many states there was in America, but y'all, if you're up on things, you know what I just was thinking. Amen. So 25 days. Homecoming, 26 days, revival. Amen. I believe with all my heart. The Bible said, teach us to number our days that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. Jesus said it like this, Brother Fred. He said, say not yet, there are yet 3 months. Or is it 4 months, wasn't it? 4 months. Is that right? 4 months then cometh harvest. But he said, lift up your eyes, for the fields are white already unto harvest. We don't even have 4 months till revival. We don't even have a month. So God is saying, church, let's lift up our eyes. Let's lift up our eyes to the Savior. Let's lift up our eyes and look in our side, inside of ourselves. But let's lift up our eyes and look for souls. They're all around us. Amen. Years ago, Brother Dennis, a preacher, said to me, he said, you just can't find anybody that's lost anymore. I didn't have as much boldness as I do now, brother. He was an older preacher than me, too. The older I get, the harder they are to find. You'll get that after a while. Amen. Still got Brother Larry anyway. He's just a day or two older than I am. Amen. But you know, if a man told me that again, I believe I'd look him right in his God-given eyeballs and say, where are you looking? Because if you're looking in the world, there's plenty of people that do not know the Lord. Amen. May the Lord help us tonight to be looking for a revival. How many wants to look for a revival? Amen. I like to see the Lord do it one more time, wouldn't you? Now, God has blessed Kingsport at times in history. You know He has. He has cut the south end out of heaven and poured out His blessing. And I believe I'm looking tonight at a group of people that would say with Pastor, do it again, Lord. Do it again. Our families are in trouble. Our school systems are in trouble. Our country's in trouble, folk. We're living, I mean this, on borrowed time. Amen. We need help that comes from the Lord. How many's glad you come tonight? How many help me pray for revival? I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but it seems like the Lord is honored whenever once in a while we're willing to skip a meal. Just to say, Lord, there's something I'd like to see You do worse than me just enjoying this meal. Amen. I'd like to see You send revival. One more time, Lord. One more time.